This is Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with independent congressional candidate Nadia Millerin from Massachusetts' 1st House District. She is running against Democratic Congressman Richard Neal. And we've got a lot of stuff to run through today, so we'll get to as much of it as possible, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Cool. So first things first, would you want to put any restrictions, new restrictions, on U.S. aid to Israel given the ongoing war there?
I would not participate in any crimes. So by giving money to people who are committing atrocities, then anybody who agrees to give that money is committing a crime.
So
also,
just to clarify, you're saying that Israel is committing crimes?
Yes, they are. They are committing crimes right now. Yes. Every human rights group, the International Court of Justice, everyone agrees that that is a fact.
Would you support the Green New Deal?
I don't know the details of it, but I want everything that I think the Green New Deal stands for, I would support. But I, again, you know, don't know everything about everything. So, but I think that we need to go in all of those directions to my limited understanding. There might be details that I would disagree with, but I support jobs here with clean energy.
What would you do about immigration? This is obviously an issue that has effects in Massachusetts, where several of the migrants are being rehoused and the state shelter system has been at capacity for quite some time now. Do you have any potential fixes in mind?
We need to enforce the laws that we have. So, you know, I personally know people who come in illegally and then they get housed in Massachusetts. So our system is broken. We have to have a system that processes immigrants properly without putting this tremendous burden on our communities.
And how would you do that?
Well, if you enforce the law, then you wouldn't be letting all these people in. So I think that that's the sort of the first step. So we just have to enforce the law that we already have.
One of your campaign issues is making life more affordable for residents of Western Massachusetts. How would you go about it?
Well, the companies that are greedy. So we did have supply chain issues. So, but I don't, there's no supply chain issue, which is now supporting the price of butter to be go from $3 to $9. So everyone who wants to buy butter has to wait for a sale. And the sales do happen regularly. So you know that they can afford to sell butter for a, you know, more reasonable price. So I would hold hearings and do investigation to identify companies that are gouging people. And then by that exposure, that does put pressure on the company. And then they have been seen to change their behavior. So that's one concrete and pretty quick thing that I could do. There are consumer bills in front of the Congress that I would support to protect people from this kind of price gouging.
Do you have,
and there's housing.
Oh, please
housing
go.
Is, you know, that is a huge issue in our district. There's very creative ways to try to make more affordable housing. We have lots of nonprofits that are working on that in our district, but they need federal funding in order to pursue some of the very interesting cooperative legal structures for buildings that are currently abandoned but in good shape. Those that can provide more housing, affordable housing for people in our district. So I would say that there are a lot of people working on this issue and they need to be supported.
What would you do to stem the opioid crisis?
So we have the largest de minimis loophole for inspection of packages coming into the United States. We don't inspect packages that are valued under $800. Fentanyl comes into our homes mostly through UPS and Federal Express. I know that the sort of word on the street or in the news is that it's coming just directly across the border. It is coming across the border, but in packages. So UPS only allows inspection on Thursday afternoon. Federal Express doesn't allow inspection at all. People who are tracking the packages can see if their package was held up on Thursday afternoon, so then they just don't open it. But we do need to have dogs and mechanical methods of seeing what is in those packages. Is there fentanyl? And we can interrupt some of the delivery of that. And that will literally save lives. So that has to be pursued. I believe Representative Blumenauer has a legislation on that issue. People have tried to get Richard Neal. Again, this is under his jurisdiction of the Ways and Means Committee. And it's a huge issue for his district. It's a huge issue for us. And people are suffering. I believe over 400 human beings have died from opioid overdoses in Berkshire County alone in the last 2 or 3 years. So that's a very large number of human beings. And all of those families are going through the same grief that I went through and the same suffering. And it really inhibits the development of our communities. It's just horror. It's an absolute horror. And there's more people that have died in the Springfield area more than in Berkshire County. So we can do some practical things to interrupt the delivery of fentanyl. And we can also do a lot of other things to support the on-the-ground recovery for people that are suffering. There's
one
really
of those
a lot
things.
We can do. And for example, Richard Neal, he has $4 million to run in this campaign. He really hasn't done any promotion or publicity. He hasn't campaigned very much, but he has spent $2.5 million on resorts, on restaurants, on limousine services. And he could have used that to pay kids, students at different colleges and universities to run forums about opioid crisis in our district. So he could have provided with that money. He doesn't have to be here. He can still continue his effort to support Kamala. And he's working on campaigning for her. And that's why he says he's not campaigning in this, really, he's not campaigning very much in this electoral season against me. But he could have used that money for the district. He could have used that money to highlight human beings' concerns. We have federal funding from the Seckler lawsuit, and that money is not being distributed properly among all of the different recovery providers that are here. So, he's just not paying attention. And he has a lot of resources, and he could help the people.
Do you support the idea of supervised injection sites for drug users? This is a safer place for them to use drugs and to have a first responder there if necessary. And that's seen as one potential way to cut down on overdose deaths.
That is above my pay grade. I don't know about how to manage recovery properly, but the constituents, the people who are working on this issue in our district, they do know. And I would support them people have dedicated their whole lives to help with recovery.
Well, I think part of the issue is that reasonable people disagree about that question, so it would take an element of leadership to say yes or no, this is something worth trying.
So I would say that at this moment, I don't know. I have been in touch with the Michael Diaz Foundation and other recovery efforts and centers. And so I would just try to figure out from their input what the best thing would be. And I can't answer at the moment.
So you've in our conversations, you've talked a lot about the corporate donations that Congressman Neal takes. And if I could maybe summarize his defense of his approach to the job, not to put words in his mouth, but he has made the point that he's got a lot of clout in Congress because he's been there for so long. He got really important bills through his committee in Congress during the Biden presidency, including the infrastructure bill and the CHIPS Act and things like that. And he also says that he's able to provide for Western Massachusetts because of the years of seniority and so on, which I take it you disagree with. But let me ask you this. If you do beat him, would that hurt the region's ability to get, federal funding and attention?
No, because I am a fierce advocate and I can get the same money that he gets. He doesn't get all the money from the federal government that he claims. People apply for that and he does stand up for them and advocate for them. So I would do the same thing. And also, I would actually have a lot of leverage as an independent because the numbers of Democrats and Republicans are so close that each party would tend to court the independent. And I could then use that to advocate for whatever our district needs. So, you know, Richard Neal says, for example, that he supports Social Security, but he has refused to support this huge effort in Congress to get Social Security for those people who have municipal pensions. So there are 325 members of the House of Representatives that signed a petition to go around Richard Neal and the Ways and Means Committee to bring a bill, which is H.R. 82, to the floor of the House to get municipal pension employees to be able to have their Social Security they already paid into. So he, you know, he has his own bill. There are no other sponsors of it. Now that H.R. 82 has 375 sponsors. So it just shows you that he is an obstacle for a lot of issues. Another example is in December, this past year, he was the only member of the Massachusetts delegation to vote against transparency in pharmaceutical pricing. Why did he do that? He gets a lot of money from the pharmaceutical industry. And then, you know, his effort to weaken pension protections for low-income workers, that's because he gets a lot of funding from the from big I'm sorry, my brain is just going overload, but he gets funding from financial services industry. And so this is affecting him. It's affecting him. He's voting against the Massachusetts delegation on several issues. And so, you know, he needs to reorient towards his district and the needs of his district and not use his clout to stifle huge bipartisan bills.
We've been speaking on the Congressional Corner with Nadia Millerin, who's an independent candidate for Congress in the 1st Massachusetts District. She's running on Election Day against Congressman Richard Neal, as she says. Nadia, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And as we say to all candidates, good luck.
Thank you so much, Ian. I appreciate it.